God test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Poppin', but you really not gon' shoot. 90 pointers, time my diamond, look like hula hoops. Hoppin' my Bentayga in the cedars of my suits. Balenciaga, check my purse of Valentino boots. It's the woman out of way, a lot of lemon, a lot of race. Never hesitate to give a nigga yellow tape. And worry about the bag, cause the cash accumulate. Soon as we came in the game, all these niggas, they imitated. Put my mind on it, then I put my grind on it. Put the iron on them if a nigga my opponent. My
yo, put no miles on. Welcome back to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report. I am your boy, Big Black.
Jay Stonk in as well.
And live. Via satellite, the 617.
Game Dollar.
Scam motherfucking Dollar.
Holla, holla.
What's going on, fellas?
What up, man?
It's good to hear you. Good to have you in studio, as it were.
Yeah. It's good. Good to be back on the show live again.
Fucking live.
Gotta
bitch.
Love Patriots Day, right?
Yeah, for real. The New England holiday that nobody knows about.
For real. The only reason I know about it is because of you guys.
Yeah, it's all good. I gave myself a 4-day weekend by accident because I completely forgot tomorrow's a holiday.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Best kind of 4-day weekend.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, dog.
Yeah, for real.
So a lot to talk about this week. So much going on.
A lot to talk about.
Every sport except for football's going right now.
I mean, even football's going.
Draft's in 2 weeks.
Dez Bryant got cut.
Dez Bryant's got cut.
He got cut.
X'd out.
It's crazy.
Where's he gonna drop passes now?
Patriots.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Julian hates us right now.
Broncos don't need him because we have our two. We need a third guy, and Dez isn't going to be the third guy.
Gronk is on his way out. Dez is on his way in.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what it seems like, but who knows? Who knows? Stay tuned. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, that's crazy. That means they couldn't get any trade value out of him.
Yeah. That's wild.
I mean, Dez is on the back end of his career, but I would still say he's a top 10 receiver.
I would say so too.
I mean,
because like
not top 5. No.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely still a beast, he probably asked for too much money. Yeah, honestly.
Definitely.
And
definitely
like you said, the market for him was like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, that was But Jerry's usually way more sentimental, you know? I would expect him to he holds on to guys longer than he should.
He does. And that's why I think he asked for too much.
Yeah. That could be it, yeah. He must have.
Yeah. Now the Pats are going to use one of their 57 late draft picks to pick him up.
Bro.
Yeah, like...
Shit is crazy.
They can get him cheap, I bet. You wait till like a week before training camp, and if no one's picked Dez up, you could get him real cheap, I bet.
I mean, somebody will pick his ass up, though.
Somebody. Steelers, maybe.
Man, anyone who... someone at work was like, maybe he goes to L.A.
Ooh, L.A. like, would be a good fit for him.
At the Rams, man, I was like,
that would make the Rams scary.
They're already scary.
I know, but like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, but yeah, that would be, that's like y'all are going to the Super Bowl scary.
Yeah, until they don't win a fucking game because super teams never fucking work in the NFL for whatever reason.
I know, it's kind of weird how that's really true.
Remember when Philly did the super team?
They fucking imploded, bro. Yeah, that was, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he could fit in L.A. or New England. Hell, God, catch Brady's passes.
Catch them passes from old Tommy boy.
From Tommy.
That'd be fucking nice.
Yeah, but I just, it's weird. It's weird. It's just like, I don't know. He's as much of, I guess the franchise is changing. Because Dez and Zeke are the face of the franchise now.
Yeah.
Not Dez Bryant anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess Pax and Zeke from now on. X'd out.
Ridiculous. Gronk is going to miss the off-season program.
Oh, really?
Yep.
But yeah, man, Gronk is injured? There's a lot of shit going on. Boston, that he has a problem with Belichick. He's basically switching up his whole workout program. He stopped lifting. He's supposedly working with Brady's boy, the dude who's massaging him all the fucking time.
Yeah.
What's his name? Guerrero.
Yeah, that guru dude.
So Gronk apparently has, I haven't seen pitches, but apparently he's slimmed down a lot. He's doing more of the TB12 method than rather the like his lifting regimen that he used to do before. So, and Belichick doesn't seem happy with that. He's the old school, like hit the gym, lift weights kind
of
dude.
Yeah. There's all type of shit going down over there. Tension everywhere.
Yeah, and all the haters will be like, oh, is this the year that they don't? No, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. Don't worry. So stop fucking talking about it.
That's fucking right, baby. They'll be fine.
I want to believe that shit. I love, like, Patriots conflict news, but I don't necessarily, like, believe it's going to affect them come season time.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, I believe all the reports, but they're the type of team that could put it behind them when it's time to play.
Yep.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. Brady, Belichick, Kraft, Gronk, those are, you know, four egos that I wouldn't be able to breathe in the same air with. And they honestly, all have to get along.
After a lot of these reports, I think they do it more for Kraft than they do for Belichick.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they like winning.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck yeah, who don't fucking like winning? Shit.
You know, it's winning fixes everything.
But with the number of people speaking up for Malcolm Butler after the whole Super Bowl incident, with all these reports coming in up, like, in this offseason, it seems like it's just, like, a lot of shit's adding up for Belichick, and it's...
Well, he's an old-ass man. Making him look bad. At a certain point, you just... stop relating to the youngins.
Yeah, that's real shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But hey, the minute they stop winning is like, you know, that's when Belichick goes.
Oh, yeah, that's when Belichick goes. Yeah, and everybody, and then, you know, both sides of that will be happy to see it because both sides will want to prove that they can win without the other one. You know?
Yeah.
Brady will want to prove that he can win without Belichick as a coach, and Belichick will want to prove that he can do it without fucking Brady.
That it's, yep.
Yeah, you know.
That's true.
So I look forward to that.
I mean,
that would be interesting.
When Belichick is coaching the, I'm going to guess, Jets.
Oh, Julian says he's going to the Jets.
Come on, Woody loves getting ink.
I say he goes to Miami.
Miami? Ooh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
I can see that.
Their stadium is small.
Doesn't matter, man, but.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like it was. I was surprised at how small.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Because you went to Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like I was like, wow. No, you know, it's still like a 50,000 seat stadium.
Football stadium, but it's not. It's not.
Yeah, it's not like 100,000 people.
Uh-uh.
But it's nice. Yeah, Miami would be nice. That'd be interesting. That'd be really interesting. They'd have to get a quarterback first.
Yeah.
Not
Miami's taking quarterbacks.
Oh man! Ugh.
Fuck, man!
We have to
Marino.
God, I don't.
Ever since old Danny boy,
fuck the draft.
Fuck the draft, he says.
I'm just sick of talking about it. I'm sick of thinking about it.
I haven't talked about the draft 1 ounce.
I know, but your team is picking where your team always picks. My team is picking
that's real shit
where it normally does not pick.
Very true.
And so it's like, but it's just like, everybody's like, well, who do you think they're going to pick? I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know if there are going to be any quarterbacks left.
What number?
Five.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's kind of a rough spot.
It's like, if you have four quarterbacks go before that, you got to take Saquon Barkley, who's like a once-in-a-lifetime running back.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a...
But we don't need a fucking running back.
Damn. I don't follow college football much to get any enjoyment out of the draft. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
This is just me, like, taking in information. I know about as much about college football as you guys do.
Oh, no diggity.
I used to watch a lot more games, but now I can't be bothered with watching a college game.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to watch a lot more college, but
yeah, definitely.
Not now. Not now. I got other things
to
do.
It used to come on after the Saturday morning cartoons. Yeah. Used to watch it all the time.
So I'd watch it with my dad. But now I didn't. Now I don't go to see you, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's rough, man. Fucking five. Yeah, that's a rough spot, though.
Yeah, because it's like you're right on that cusp of. Because it's like basically first four. I mean, theoretically, your first five players, there should be no brainers.
They should be no brainers, but they're not anymore.
But they're not. They never have been.
That's real shit. But like first three should be guarantees.
Yeah,
but like, even those aren't. That's not necessarily true.
Yeah, there's always number one pick bus.
Always.
Mark Sanchez was a number one pick.
Oh yeah, Mark Sanchez, didn't he? I think he got caught. Like one of his drug tests.
Oh yeah, he got PED, but he's not signed to any teams. But he's still suspended four games. So if any team picks him up,
yeah, he
can't play.
One of his samples tested dirty.
This is recent.
Yeah.
Like he's.
Oh shit.
Yeah, this is like this week. It's my guess is that it's probably like one of those things where he just didn't know what the fuck he was taking.
Probably.
Or whoever was doing his shit.
That didn't. Same old excuse.
But I mean, like, I don't know. It's, Mark, why would Mark Sanchez be a fucking PED guy?
My supplement's tainted.
Butt fumble is tainted.
Sorry, I'm used to dealing with MMA. That shit happens every other week.
Oh, no, that's real shit, though. That's real shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know.
I thought, from what I understand, the test before was negative, and the test after was negative. So it was just like something.
An aberration.
Happened in between. So like, I don't know. And like you said.
I'm just going to take the steroid.
Right. It's like, why is he.
Bad batch of whey protein.
It might be shit. You know, it's like, why would he.
Yeah, it might be one of those things where it's like too much testosterone or, you know.
Because.
Check and see if he was with John Jones. His coke might have been cut bad.
the badly cut cocaine.
That's what he blamed it on?
He said that, well, I don't know if he used that in his, like, in his court statement. I don't remember seeing that shit, but it was definitely like, hey, it could have been this.
I had some cocaine. Maybe some steroids.
But he's like a known coke user, though.
Oh, all
right. That's why he used it this time because he got popped for the coke twice already.
Yeah,
so
at least
he's known for it. So he definitely was like, well, it could have been that. It could have been my supplements. I don't know.
Fucking get it. They know when these drug tests are happening.
My hands are up in the air.
Like they know when these tests are happening. They give them every chance to fucking pass these fucking tests. Drives me fucking crazy.
Especially if you're making people money.
Yeah. Like.
Oh yeah. Like. Fuck yeah.
Basically, from what I understand, you can smoke weed in the NFL as long as you don't do it from like March to April. And it's like.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's like, okay, then just do that. Don't you know, unless you're already in the fucking program, their fucking, you know, drug program, then you could get popped at any time.
Yeah.
But if you're just a normal player, then it's like, here's your yearly drug test, you know.
it's crazy.
They might get PED drug tests more, or, you know, that might be more random. But I know that, like, the drug test is, like, once a year.
Yeah, no, those things are.
It should just strictly be PEDs.
It should be.
If it's something
I agree.
Enhances
but...
your performance, get rid of it. But hey, if a dude wants to be up all night sniffing coke and then get in the cage and punch somebody in the face or get on the football field and tackle the shit out of somebody,
but
that's his problem.
I'm saying, like, what if he's doing coke right before and that shit's making him Superman?
Mean, there was like the 70s baseball where like players are like on LSD. Granted, that one guy pitched a perfect game on LSD.
Yeah.
And they were doing like coke all the time. And shit.
Yeah, even fucking in the Steelers O-line back in the day. Yeah. They were like notorious cokeheads, you know? So it's just like, I don't know if that's like considered a performance enhancing drug. I know it definitely alters moods and crazy shit like that, but it's like, let's come on! Let's go!
Performance enhancing.
I wouldn't allow them to take the drugs during the game.
Oh, obviously.
No, but that's.
They'll find a way to do it.
No, I know.
That's
but
humans, bro.
That comes with the territory.
Yeah,
you
I'm just like
kind of have to accept that.
You know, but it's like, okay, but Like, marijuana has actual benefits where it's like it relieves a guy's pain where he's not going to get hooked on fucking opioids.
Yeah.
And shit. Like, why can't we explore that? You know, still,
there's no money in it.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. John Boehner joined that hemp legalization thing. So they're working to get money into it.
It's a step forward.
And what is it? Mitch McConnell. Yes, that Mitch McConnell introduced a bill to legalize hemp on a federal level. Just hemp, not cannabis. But
okay, see, this is the last I heard of it too.
Yeah.
In 2017, NFL offers to work with players' union to study marijuana for pain relief and treatment and stuff like that. That was in 2017, excuse me, for boyping.
Yeah, but that's just
yeah. Them. And then what's this said 6 days ago? 4 days ago, Martellus Bennett, 89% of NFL players use marijuana. I want to say about 89%. Bennett said on the Bleacher Report podcast, hosted by Chris Sims and Adam LaFoe. I want to say
Michael Bennett doesn't know what 89% means. Like, why not just say 90%?
Because
is Michael Bennett that yep, 11% don't.
I've done the studies.
Who knows? Michael Bennett's gonna come at me with numbers and like data charts and be like, "I told you."
No, but this is. Oh whoa. No! Boo! Fucking autoplay. That bullshit.
Oh snap! Rookies.
That's bull crap. I hate that shit.
That was so loud.
It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. And I was on this page for how long?
I don't know.
Before that happened?
No, probably 30 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. It was a
minute. Well, I had to load the fucking video.
Oh my God, that was fucking bullshit.
Banner ads, dude.
It's just, yeah, I mean.
But this is a quote from Bennett in the same article. It says, there are times of the year when your body just hurts so bad. You don't want to be popping pills all the time. They're anti-inflammatory drugs you take for so long they start to eat your liver and kidneys and things like that. A human made that. God made weed. I mean, you know, nature's weed.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just like, bro, like that's exactly what we were just saying.
Yeah, no,
like, you
I
don't
think,
want to
I
be
mean,
hooked on
I don't
that
know.
Shit.
I imagine most players are on our side.
Yeah. So they just like it's, I'm with you guys.
But
as
yeah.
I smoke this J.
I don't know. I'm. You know, they're businesses, so you can test for whatever kind of drugs you want to test for. But yeah, PEDs is what you need to be concerned about, not pot.
Yeah, really, it's not pot. Nope, no weed. Leave the weed alone. Go get a go bother somebody that's doing something real mean, real damaging. Yo, what? I got a big dummy for you.
Oh, yeah, I got one too. So you go first, and I'll bring mine up.
Okie dokie. Dar Worley.
You big dummy.
Of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
On Sunday, today, he was arrested for allegedly being combative with the Philadelphia police, which is crazy to me.
Isn't that everybody in Philly?
Huh?
Isn't that everybody in Philly?
That's why, right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be just...
It's fucking...
Was it in Philly, or was he, because it was the Philadelphia Police Department.
It said it happened near the team's facility. That's what they said.
Oh, it was at the team's facility.
Happened near the team's facility. Oh. We're not saying at quite yet, but... it says that he was passed out inside of a car, blocking an intersection, and then they used a taser on him.
Oh shit!
And they recovered. Damn. And they recovered a gun at the scene.
Of course.
So and to top it off, he was released by the Eagles. So
And the Eagles released him. So what a day! What a day for
what
him!
What a day! What a Sunday! Bloody well, Sunday! Bloody Sunday! Sunday!
How you gonna get fired on your day off?
For real, nigga.
You got fired
on your day off. So Dar Worley's my big nominee. Big dummy of the week.
That's a big dummy. I have a big dummy. Mine is in the world of boxing.
Ooh.
Which, you know, is more of a smaller world than it used to be. But This gentleman is named Rod Salka.
You big dummy!
Lost a six-round bout to a Mexican fighter named Francisco Vara. But the nice part was that Mr. Salka decided that he would wear an anti-Mexican trunks with the slogan "America First" on top, with a brick wall motif as the rest of the trunks.
In red, white, and blue.
In red, white, and blue. And then promptly had his ass kicked by said Mexican fighter.
And that's why I'm laughing.
But yeah.
Because I'm watching him get knocked out in on repeat.
First of all, guy, I get it. You know, you want to get a reaction from your opponent. But maybe not, like, pick something so tasteless.
Ugh.
And then so ironically delicious. I mean, I love it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Absolutely.
But you look like a big dummy.
Yeah.
You look like a big dummy, and you're just getting your ass kicked by a Mexican.
I personally want to thank him for this video clip.
For real. Seriously, it's great. I haven't stopped watching it. My eyes are fucking... This will never get old. We'll forget about this at some point, and then we'll see it again and be like, oh, yeah, you fucking moron. Yeah,
but that's poster board material.
Yeah.
So giving your opponent undue motivation for and looking like a big dummy while you do it.
Yeah. Skame, you got a big dummy nomination or no?
No, if I had to go with one, it was probably going to be this guy.
Yeah.
This guy just a fucking... I don't even know what to say. As soon as I seen the headline, I was like, yo, I instantly clicked it. I was like, this nigga, I can't believe this shit.
Yeah, I agree with you because, you know, while getting arrested and tased and getting a gun found on you and getting fired from your job is a pretty shitty day. I mean,
I've seen that for NFL players before. I've seen
exactly.
I haven't seen somebody wearing Trump shorts get knocked out.
100% exactly what I was going to say. And just the climate of everything right now, I'm going with that fucking Rod Salka, you big fucking dummy.
You big cold-blooded dummy.
Oh, man. I just found this picture online. It's a meme. It's the Mexican border with this dude photoshopped across making a wall with his shorts. It's hilarious.
Oh, man.
Well, he's probably more famous right now
than he'll ever be.
Yeah, for this, like, stupid moment.
And I'm pretty sure he knew that was going to happen, whether he won or lost.
America First on the belt, too.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, I know, right?
Fucking moron. Speaking of, fuck Donald Trump and fuck Mike Pence. Fuck the whole government. Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, the career guys, you know, who are just doing your job, trying to make it work. We get it.
Yeah, we get it. We get it. But come on. Come on.
But your elected officials suck.
Come on.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fucking great that he got his ass whipped like that. Oh. S-A-L-K-A. Look it up.
Pretty hilarious.
Getting his ass knocked the fuck out.
I guess
his last fight he got knocked out too.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a very good boxer.
Not his last fight, but like his most popular fight.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck he is, and I'll probably forget about him. And I'll like read the description and be like, oh, who was the big dummy that week? And I'll listen to this podcast and be like, oh, yeah. That dumb motherfucker.
I wish I could go back and be in his locker room after that fight. I told you not to wear those shorts.
Told you the shorts were a bad idea. Do you really want to bring it up now? Yes. Yes, I do.
Because, bro, it's like there's like two levels there. Like, it's like, okay, you're a boxer, so the other dude's already just trying to kill you. Now you add like this whole level of like pure ignorance and racism to it. He's definitely not losing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he can't go home if he lost.
No,
to that
because
shit.
It's like for us, it's like, haha, you know, oh, we're like this stupid American lost, haha. But in Mexico, man, like that's a matter of pride.
That's real shit, like, bro.
You know, he wasn't gonna lose.
Ain't losing. No, there was no way he was gonna fucking lose to that
dude.
And how
racist can he really be? He's fighting on the card promoted by Tecate.
Yeah,
which is a Spanish company. So he's obviously he'll obviously take their money. Right. Yeah. No issue.
Right.
But you know, their American distributor is based out of White Plains, New York.
Yeah. Yeah. industry stuff.
You got me there.
It's cool. How would you know?
It's okay. Normal people don't know that.
Yeah. Because that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, I swear I thought they were like, I thought it was like fucking New Mexico or something.
No, they're out of White Plains.
White Plains. There's a lot of shit out of White Plains. NY. It's almost like it's a monopoly. Huh. Anyway. Skiing.
Anywho. Yo.
Can we talk some playoff hockey?
Let's get some fucking NHL hockey up in this bitch.
Some hockey. Yeah, so playoffs going pretty much as I seen it going.
Does everybody saw it going?
Unfortunately for Julian, the Avs are down 2-0. Preds are
they're just really good.
Force like they've usually been.
Yeah, they're fucking nasty.
No, they. Oh my god, there was this one goal by this one Predator, and I swear to God, he like lifts up the puck, puts it behind his stick, then juggles it again, and then into the net. It was like what magic. The
fuck?
Like, yeah. I watched it like three times to be you. Like, well, how did he do that?
And then he started crying.
The Preds have been on my radar for a long time now, and I'm glad to see that they're starting to have some success in the playoffs. And fortunately, it's against your squad, but I'm happy to see them getting in there.
Last game was good for it was fun to watch. It was 4-5, so it was exciting.
Yeah, that was a close one. That was a good game to watch.
But yeah, well, how the Bruins doing?
Bruins are killing it. Yeah. It's a tough matchup against Toronto. It's one of those teams that they always struggle against, but just seem to have no problem in the playoffs right now. They're fucking killing them. I think that was it. First game, they beat them 5-1.
Yep.
Second game was 7-3 or some shit like that. I mean, they're just burning right through them. I'm just hoping they don't burn themselves out with the goals and just
dry up.
Slump for the end of the end of the series. I'm hoping they can keep this pace up, but I mean, they still got a lot of tough matchups coming ahead. So,
yeah, I'm always gonna root. I'm rooting for Boston this round because I always root against all Canadian teams.
That's one thing I can vouch for him. He's always done that when it's that's real shit. But he doesn't have to do that with football.
No,
American football. So he'll never root for the Patriots.
I'm not a fan of any of the Canadian teams either.
No, fucking me.
I just love that, you know. Every year they're like, I just want, you know, Lord Stanley's Cup to, you know, come home. And it doesn't. It doesn't, you assholes.
It doesn't.
You want it so bad, but you take it. So give it to Florida or some place like that. Florida hockey. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
Nope.
No, but that's a complete possibility because Tampa Bay is also out there killing it right now. They got a 2-0 lead against New Jersey.
Oh, all right. So the Lightning are a possibility, and you said
they've been one of the best teams in the league. I mean, all season it's been them, Nashville, and Vegas. Just been like top three. Winnipeg's kind of been up there too a little bit, but it's just been them two running away with the points, and they're just running that right into the playoffs because Vegas is up 2-0 against LA.
The Golden Knights, man. The fucking Golden Knights.
And they're fucking taking the number one seed into the playoffs.
Yeah.
Didn't they win recently?
Yeah. They won. They're up 2-0 in the playoffs.
No, I mean, like, didn't they win a championship recently?
No, this is their first team time existing.
Season. Oh.
This is an expansion team. They're an expansion draft team.
Yo, that's crazy.
They came together and the chemistry is there. They're just shitting on everybody.
Wow, that's fucked. Yo, they... That's fucking funny.
And it's not even like an expansion. When Colorado won its first Stanley Cup, they were it was an expansion team, but it was basically they just took the Nordiques and moved them down to Colorado.
Yeah.
The Golden Knights did not fucking exist last year as a team.
Oh, yeah, man.
And it's pretty much players picked from different teams.
Yeah.
Like you said, the Avalanche was the Nordiques. When they came over, I think they were able to draft a couple of people, but it was basically the Nordiques with a few extras. This is just a whole bunch of random people together on one team, and now they're the Knights.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, they, like, last year there was no team, and now it wasn't like they moved there. It was like they made this team, and now they were the number one. They're the number one seed in the playoffs. It was like fucking crazy.
Good chance of winning the cup too.
Yeah, they have a good chance of winning this fucking three team. What is it? Las Vegas, Tampa, and what was the other one you were saying?
Nashville.
Three places you fucking end up like is in life. Not like places you are like, ooh, this is where I want to live. I guess Nashville to a certain degree.
They're like, if you're a musician, you're trying to go to, like, a lot of people do want to go to Nashville.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. Because
it's popping down there for, like, real musicians and shit.
Dude, from watching it on
actually,
TV,
shit, I got a couple I've homies down there now that think about it.
Being there for the playoff games is insane.
Yeah, well, man, what a... They don't have any. I guess they got the Titans. Got the Titans or the Predators. Make your choice.
Remember the Titans, though.
Some dude walked into my job with a Predators hoodie on, and I was like, "Oh shit, the Predators!" And he's like, "Yeah,
yeah. You know, don't be ashamed of that."
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. He's like, "Yeah, you know, I'm not from around here." I was like, "Me either, homie." High five, you know. And he walked by and shit. You know, just like, just own it, bro. Your team is nasty, bro. Ridiculous. Yeah. That team is nasty.
Their team is nasty, but also their mascot makes no sense. Why is it just Predators and then it's a saber-toothed tiger? Like, what is this?
Because the saber-toothed tiger, just like in Power Rangers.
That's native to Tennessee.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. That's probably just like the Triceratops for the Rockies. That's probably the same shit.
Okay, here's my counter for that.
Okay,
they
counter.
Found Triceratops eggs when they excavated Coors Field.
I will look into this. You guys keep discussing this.
Their thing is the why aren't they the saber-toothed tigers?
Doesn't have that ring to it.
Like, you know, Predator is just like the Nashville animal or the Nashville.
They should stay the Nashville Predators, but have the Predator from the movie, The Predator.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Get the rights to him.
With the, like, the mandibles.
Every time they score a goal, they make that Predator noise.
Yeah. You could have all the players play with heat-seeking shit on their helmets.
Heat-seeking vision.
Yeah.
They all got those little cannons on their shoulder pads.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much you could do.
Add dreads to their helmets.
Yeah, exactly. How intimidating would it be to, like, go against a hockey team dressed out of cosplaying as fucking Predators?
That would be fucking amazing. Somebody needs to buy the Predators and do that immediately.
All right, in 1971... during the excavation for fucking building in Nashville, they found a fucking saber-toothed tiger, and that is the picture of it.
All right.
So that is why it is. They're down there. So that there it is.
I hoisted my own petard.
Look at that research.
That was some
real-time research, baby.
Yeah. Oh man. God, can you imagine
that? That thing was fucking huge. Just so y'all know, that shit, like, could easily fit a basketball in its mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. That thing was, that head was huge. Wow.
Animals aren't huge anymore.
Because there's not as much oxygen as there used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. It's weird. There's a bunch of science behind it, but this is a sports podcast, so.
let's talk about evolution.
Yeah. All right. I didn't mean to cut off you guys' hockey talk.
Well, back to the playoff picture. I mean, like I said, it's kind of going as I imagined. Nashville's up 2-0 over the Avalanche. Winnipeg's up 2-1 against Minnesota. Vegas is up 2-0 against LA. This is a little surprising to me. I had the Ducks, but San Jose's up 2-0 over the Ducks right now.
I like San Jose because I like their mascot.
Over in the East, Tampa, like I said, it's up 2-0 over to New Jersey. Bruins 2-0 over Toronto.
Fuck
another
yeah.
Surprising one. I had the Capitals. I thought this might be the year that they advance.
The
later
Capitals
into the playoffs
are always going to be the Capitals.
Well, Washington,
they're
right?
Down 2-0 to Columbus.
Yeah.
Is it now? What's his face on that team?
Ovechkin. Yeah. But they're always going to be the Capitals this time of year.
Doomed to lose in the first round every year.
That's real shit, bro. Wow.
It's just,
damn. So I was hoping that they were gonna get through this, but already down 2-0 to a fucking wild card team.
They're the Denver Nuggets of hockey. 10 years of straight playoffs out in the first round.
That's fucking great. Coming in the number one seed too. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
No. They do this all the time. I can't tell you. I can't count how many times they won the President's Trophy, which is like the best team in the league during the regular season, and then they shit the bed in the playoffs every year.
Yeah. No. There. I was listening to somebody say that. Like, well, you know, with Washington not winning the President's Trophy this year, maybe that pressure's off. Maybe this will, you know, get them going.
And nope.
They're just going to be the fucking Capitals about it.
Watch. Eventually, Ovechkin's going to move to another team to go win somewhere. And then they're finally going to break the curse.
Hey, okay. Is the Kings game live right now? Because they're up 1.
Yeah, it might be. I mean, if it's in LA.
Yeah, I think there's 2 games on tonight.
Yeah, that Golden Knights Kings game, it's 2.
Oh no, the other one's already finished.
The end of 2, and it's 1-0, Kings of Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Kings.
What? Yeah,
boo! I don't like them. I hate LA teams.
Oh yeah, there was one other matchup. Pittsburgh and Philly.
Oh yeah, Pittsburgh's part beating of that.
Philly 2-1.
Man,
that game was a beat down.
Man, that's a score and a 5-1. Holy shit!
Oh yeah, no, it was like they didn't even score. Like, I watched like two periods of that. They didn't score for a long time.
Man, that's rough.
Like, if the Penguins win, will they win 3 in a row?
Is it 3?
I think it would
be.
Yeah,
because they're up 2-1.
But I mean, if they, I think if they win the cup, this is the third time.
Oh, if they win the cup, I see what you're talking about. See, yeah. I'm so behind. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Fucking Boston plays tomorrow.
Fucking A. God damn it. All right. Well,
cool.
I know people who are going to the game on for the Avalanche. Their hopes are high, but mine are not.
I wish I could afford to go to a Bruins playoff game.
Oh, that would be nice, man. One day we'll be there. Just believe.
I've been to a couple before, but I would love to go this year because this year is
consistently.
It's smelling like a cup victory in Boston this year, but.
And you know that shit's contagious, bro. It's contagious. You know when niggas are gonna win the championship. It's kind of weird. It's like a weird.
I didn't see it at the beginning of the season, but it's. I don't know, it just seemed like it's the perfect season for them.
It's a weird vibe being in a championship city, Julian.
What?
You just know.
We won a Super Bowl like 3 years ago.
Hey, I celebrated that Stanley Cup that Avalanche won because my boy Ray Bourque was on the team.
Hey, yeah, no, that was.
Man, that was when Ray Bourque was still playing? Holy goddamn.
Yeah, 2001. That was the last time when the Avalanche won.
That was my boy.
I didn't know he played that late.
Yeah. He basically stayed on the Avalanche to get a shot at winning the Stanley Cup.
Good. I think we talked about that on this podcast several times.
Yeah, probably.
Over the years.
Someone on this podcast may or may not have cried.
It was me.
They retired his number in the Avalanche, and I was like, why? He played here for 2 seasons.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Didn't make much sense, but hey, I was happy with it.
You pay homage.
Very nice guy.
No, sir.
I guess.
Now he's a little too pushy with his restaurant, but he's cool.
Is it Ray Bourque's pork? Because if it's not, he's
I forgot the name of the restaurant. It's one of those North End restaurants.
Ray Bourque's pork.
Because I'm just saying, if it's not, he's missing an opportunity. Mr. Bourque, you're free to have that.
Ducks.
Yeah.
Oink, oink. Man.
That slow cooked pork by Ray Bourque.
Holy puck, it's delicious.
That was terrible.
I know, that's what was fucking great. Oh, Jesus. NASCAR, yo.
Bristol was NASCAR. Today.
Fucking Bristol.
Bristol, oh, yeah. Man. So, rain delay.
Ooh, how long was that?
It's going to be restarting tomorrow. Oh. I think they said at 1.
Oh, shit. Like, it got delayed.
Yeah, they, I think they got, what was it, 200 and something laps in.
Holy fuck.
They raced 204 of the 500 laps, but it got called for weather. As of right now, Kyle Larson was in first, Danny Hamlin's in second, Paul Menard in third, Kyle Busch in fourth, Ricky Stenhouse in fifth. But yes, it should start tomorrow, 1 p.m. on Fox.
That's crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, this happens every once in a while with rain delays and weather delays and shit like that. Doesn't happen too often that they have to move it to a Monday. But, I mean, with NASCAR, rain delays happen, so you just kind of got to take it as it comes.
NASCAR. Yeah, because you said rain delays, so I'm like, I've sat through rain delays at your crib back in the day, you know what I mean? So that's why I was thinking, like, holy shit.
They didn't play last year's race, did they?
No, sometimes they do that. Usually for like the bigger races, like Daytona or something, they'll replay it.
No, I remember they did it once for one of the big ones, and
I remember that.
Yeah, I was confusingly watching it, and like I was like, oh, Jimmy won, and John was like, oh, he won last year, and I was like, oh, well, I guess he won 2 years in a row. But nope, they're just playing last year's race.
Yeah, they typically do that for the bigger races, but this one, I don't think they probably would have put on some shitty rerun.
But those forensic files, got to catch up on those.
Yeah, here's another episode of Bones.
Dogs love that show.
Hey, there's Lady Bones, there's Mr. Bones,
Old Bones,
there's Asian Bones,
yeah,
Redhead Bones,
Black Bones,
yeah, Black. There's several Black Bones,
several, yeah,
not any of the main characters, though.
Oh, no, that's why there's a lot of them.
I think the Boss Bones is a Black Bones,
Boss Bones.
But anyway,
we should pitch that to Pixar. Or, I mean, DreamWorks. You like Boss Baby. Wait till you see Boss Bones.
Oh my God,
it's the Halloween version. Come on.
What? We can't pitch it because now DreamWorks has it. We've given it away for free.
Yeah, they listen all the time.
Yeah. Spielberg's on this podcast all the time.
All the time. Michael B. Jordan.
Hashtag Michael B.
Jordan. Hashtag Michael B. Jordan.
But yeah. Well, tomorrow we'll know who the winner is.
Yes, and with that on hold, and since I've been away for a while and I didn't talk NASCAR last time I was on, the series standings have kind of shifted a little bit.
Ooh.
Kyle Busch took over first place.
Ooh.
He's now the leader. Joey Logano's in second. Ryan Blaney's in third. Harvick down to fourth. Martin Truex Jr. down to fifth.
My boy.
Yeah.
Hey,
got a bunch of still a bunch of people up there in the top 15. My boy Alex Bowman took over the 88 for Junior. He's in 14th place. It's not too bad. Some other notable names: Denny Hamlin's in 9th, Kurt Busch in 8th, Keselowski's 7th.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's still pretty early. Still got a long way to go for the season.
Who's Jay Earnhardt?
That is Dale's nephew.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It's his sister's kid.
Gotcha. I was like, "There's another Earnhardt." I thought he just what the fuck happened?
Yeah, it's he. Well, Junior got a brother and a sister.
Well, it'd have to be his brother's kid because he's an Earnhardt. Wouldn't if it was his sister?
I mean, what if she wanted to keep the last name?
She made her.
I would be a fucking Earnhardt.
Those racing families, yeah.
If Jess was like, "Hey, you're keeping my last name," I'd be like, "Psh." You're Earnhardt, fuck yeah.
It could be. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I'm not sure whose son it is, but
yeah, it's, no, that's, it's
one of his nephews.
God, he looks just like them. Holy shit.
That whole family looks exactly
like them. Wow,
that's crazy. He was born in 89, so he's young. Damn.
Yeah, he's young.
He's got a long way to go. Holy crap.
Yeah, but he's in the Big Show.
Yeah,
so
you were right. He's his nephew. Dead. That's his nephew. Uncle Dale Hart, Earnhardt Jr.
Yeah, pretty much everybody in the Earnhardt family, other than their mom, raced.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
At some level. Yeah. Even his sister was like, I don't know if she ever made it into NASCAR itself, into one of those three series, but she's definitely in like stock car, dirt track, and all that shit.
Fucking
all the regional shit.
Fucking nice.
But yeah, that's it for NASCAR for now. Vroom. Find out about the wet race winner tomorrow.
Vroom vroom.
Vroom vroom. I want to go fast.
Yes, everybody did it. Thank you. That was
speaking of NASCAR. And I want to go fast. Did you see Will Ferrell?
Oh yeah, he's
no,
he's,
I didn't.
He was in a car crash.
He got in a car crash.
Oh,
he's okay.
There was some picture of him like on a getting loaded into an ambulance on a stretcher, and he's like talking on a cell phone. I seen somebody put up a quick meme. It was like asking if he was asking somebody, "Am I on fire?"
I feel like I'm on fire.
I'm almost finished with Fastest Car on Netflix.
Oh yeah, how's that series?
It actually got really dope. There's some like badass female drivers in there.
Nice.
Yeah, you mentioned it before. I added it to my queue, but I haven't watched it yet. I got caught up in that Lost in Space.
Oh yeah, I need to check that shit out.
Saw the Andre the Giant
cool. documentary. But yeah, that Fastest Car is definitely on my radar. That's right up my alley.
No, it was on HBO.
Oh, I got that. Checks that shit out, Zen.
Yeah, the Andre the Giant documentary is really good.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Dope.
They interview, you know, McMahon, Hogan. Like, you know, Ric Flair is in it, and he's still Ric Flair.
Oh, yeah, Ric Flair.
That's how he always is.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, it's just like, I'm just like, wow, Ric Flair is just still Flairing it up.
Ric Flair on a bitch.
But yeah, it's great. Yeah, they spent a lot of time talking about, like, the Hogan-Andre the Giant WrestleMania match. They talk a lot about Princess Bride too, and yeah, it was cool. They talked to his family too. It's a good documentary. Nice. If you have HBO, I would recommend it.
I'm going to see it.
Another win for wrestling docs.
Yeah, wrestling documentaries are the shit. That fucking 30 for 30 on Ric Flair is the fucking shit too, man.
I still haven't watched that. The last one I seen was that Jake the Snake one from a few years ago. That was a really good one.
Oh god, that one.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one to watch, but that was good.
It is. Well, like, they're Mankind was in that one, too.
Man. Yeah,
DDP was in that.
Jake the Snake was my favorite wrestler when I was a kid because I love snakes. And I was like, he's the only one.
Oh, yeah, he was one of my favorites, too.
Dog. I mean, I still, like, he's part of the reason why I love snakes now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy.
I always forget you have a snake.
Yeah, because I'm not one of those douchebags that talk about
those videos on Facebook.
Yeah, every once in a while I'll post a video like, hey, y'all niggas thought you forgot I had a snake? Yo, check this murder machine out. This thing's the fucking killing machine. It's crazy. I once got bit by it because I was not paying attention and fucking dropped the mouse in the thing. He ate the mouse and then I went just like...
Oh, just put your hand in.
I just like went to go... I think I was talking to Use Game on some real shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
And I don't remember having a conversation with you when you got bit by a snake. Because, I think I would have remembered that.
Because I played cool, family. And it bit the shit out of me. And, like, it wasn't, like, bad. Like, it instantly knew that I wasn't food. More food, yeah, I should say.
Their teeth are backwards.
Yeah, yeah, he let go. It was razor sharp, man. It was fucking blood instantly. I was like, oh, shit. But, yeah, it was...
you little bitch.
But, yeah. You know, that's the only time you get bit by snakes is when you're not fucking paying attention.
When I put my hand in that still smelled like a mouse.
Yeah. Like, literally, bro. It's fucking stupid. But yeah, why would I talk about it all the time?
I don't know.
You're not a snake guy, are you?
I had a snake growing up.
See, now we know. Everybody knows. Skame, he loves snakes. He sleeps with them.
That's weird.
No, I don't sleep with them. I've never had one, but I love snakes because my one of my cousins had one when I was a kid, and I used to love going over his house and messing with the snake. Not messing with it, but
yeah,
holding it and shit and letting it curl up on my arm and all that shit.
I think snakes are really cool.
But well, can you put the snake on my arm so I can lose circulation again?
Oh, sizing you up. Wow, that took a weird turn.
back to the snake podcast.
The snake cast. Ah, man. I'm going to switch it over to the Overwatch League really quick because my motherfucking Boston Uprising, even after this controversy of Dream Casper, who was our big dummy of the week, what was it, last week?
Last week,
he's been fired from the Overwatch League and the Boston Uprising and has since been replaced by a fella named Aim God.
But really, isn't anyone better than that guy?
I mean, yeah, really. but they're sitting at number two for stage three right now at 4 wins, baby. No losses.
No Shanghai Dragons. Still no wins.
Your Shanghai Dragons, Julian, they still suck. They're winless. Florida's winless. Terrible. Yeah.
No.
Florida's winless this fucking stage, but Shanghai's winless, period.
Yeah.
At least they're not getting swept on maps, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of are. Florida and Shanghai, they get swept quite often. It's bad. All right, look at this. They only have 2 wins, Shanghai, on maps, which means, like, you play the best of... Excuse me, you play the best of four. So, like, the first one of 3 rounds wins.
Yeah.
Then, so they won 2 of those.
Yeah, they've got 2-14 in terms of maps.
No.
They're underdogs.
Yeah. It's awful.
Their comeback will be so epic. They're building towards an epic stage 4 comeback.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's going to happen.
The Bad News Dragons.
The Bad News Dragons.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, they'll win, they'll beat the Valiant, and, like, the Valiant will win the championship, but, like, you know, the Shanghai Dragons will be off champion, and they'll be like, what? Why are they celebrating? But this is all in Korean, because they all speak Korean. They're right, like, right. Well, maybe for them, this is moral victory.
Moral victory. They're no fucking moral victories.
And then they'll be like, ah, yes, I understand.
This isn't
Let a me fucking... play more Soldier 76.
This isn't a psychology class. There are no fucking moral victories in this shit.
There are moral victories every day.
But the standings, as they sit, are Los Angeles Valiant, number 1. Boston Uprising, number 2, both 4-0. New York and Los Angeles Gladiators 3-4 at 3-1, with the Philadelphia Fusion sitting at 5 with the same record 3-1, but there's a
tiebreaker.
A differential, yeah, a point differential, so they probably have the tiebreaker, like you said. Seoul Dynasty sitting at 6, which is kind of weird to fucking say. San Francisco Shock at 7.
They dishonor Korea.
Dallas Fuel at 8. London Spitfire at 9, which is wow. Damn, they're 1-3 this round.
Weren't they really good?
Oh, yeah, they are really good, but apparently not this stage.
No.
Ah, man.
The rumble!
Houston Outlaws at 10 and Florida at 11 and Shanghai at 12.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Too much partying, too much blowcane.
The London Spitfire were like, let's go!
Oh, yeah! Give us the blowcane.
Yeah, that was for you, Ty.
But, yeah, it's wow. It's kind of weird to see.
No, I mean, because it's like, I remember London was like one of the top players, so it's interesting to see them.
It's almost 4:20, so like real work has been like consuming my life, so I haven't really been able to keep up with extracurricular shit because 4:20. It's gonna fucking suck working that shit. But it'll go by fast as fuck.
Next one thing.
Anywho's.
You want to talk about Last Chance?
We can do that next week.
Okay.
We'll talk about Last Chance to you next week. Skame, you got a little bit of things? Because we're gonna have to wrap it up here.
Yeah, a couple quick things. There was another UFC event. You know, they fucking saturate the market with that shit now.
Yes, sir.
It's UFC on Fox 29. Just a couple standout fights. Carlos Condit was fighting Cowboy Oliveira. Condit lost another loss on his belt. I mean, he might be getting cut soon. He hasn't been on the winning streak in a while, so we'll see what happens with him. Dustin Poirier versus Justin Gaethje. Gaethje got his ass knocked out in the fourth round. Lost his punches. That's all I had for that UFC. Just a couple quick things on the fight. Mm-hmm. One thing I did want to bring up, Baby Kimbo.
Oh.
Baby Slice.
Baby Slice.
Baby Slice just set a Bellator record for the fastest submission win. I think
he's still fighting.
He got it in 34 seconds.
He's dead. He said Baby Slice. Baby Slice, baby. Oh.
Baby Slice, his son.
Oh, okay. I was like, whoa.
No, yeah, his son's proven himself to be quite a legit fighter. I mean, he got hands. Pretty much rocked the shit out of the dude. Dropped him to the mat. While the dude was on the mat, they kind of scrambled. He got his back, choked him out in 34 seconds. Bellator record.
Pretty submission. And Bellator.
Yeah, so proving to himself that he's a legit fighter.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, shit. Oh, got his back. Got he's done. And he stretched him out. Yeah, he's out.
Oh, yeah, man. This might be his third or fourth win in Bellator right now.
Nice.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good, man. He's a legit fighter.
Yeah, that was impressive.
The NBA playoffs have also started. Also started. Literally, it's like 1-0 for every team that's played right now.
The Pacers kill the Cavaliers this afternoon.
Oh yeah, it was. Oh really? Nice.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, that's bad.
It was like that score does not reflect how close the game was.
No, because neither does that Spurs Warriors game. Because they were fucking murdered. The Spurs were.
Oh no, Spurs aren't like they're gonna get bounced out in four games.
It was bad, man.
Without Kawhi, they ain't.
Look at that, 76ers, 130-103 to the Heat. Wow. Damn. What the fuck happened to defense?
Damn. The 76ers' best player isn't even on the...
I know.
Isn't even playing right now.
That's scary.
Oh, my God. What if Philly wins two fucking championships this year?
No.
Ugh, I can't stand it.
It'd be like the fucking Boston teams, but we're better.
Yeah.
We're less sufferable. I mean, we're more tolerable. We're more tolerable.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Philly fans are awful.
Philly fans are terrible. Ugh. But, oh, man. Yeah, that's ridiculous. But
thank you guys for listening to the Minority Sports Report. Follow us on the internet at TMS Report. I am your boy, Big Black, but on the internet, I am at The Beatnik.
You can follow me on Twitter at Julian C. Mitchell, or you can follow me on Instagram at Jimmy Billings X.
Nemesis Game, follow me on Twitter at Game44 or on Instagram Nemesis_Supreme44.
Word. Thank you guys for listening. We'll hit y'all up next week with some more shit. Peace.
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 To the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop off in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Poppin', but you really not gon' shoot. 90 pointers, time my diamond, look like hula hoops. Hoppin' my Bentayga in the seaters of my suits. Balenciaga, check my Prada Valentino boots. Coming out of way, a lot of them, a lot of race. Never hesitate to give a nigga yellow tape. And worry about the bag, cause the cash accumulate. Soon as we came in the game, all these niggas, they imitated. Put my mind on it, then I put my grind on it. Put the iron on them if a nigga my opponent. My code 500, I don't put no miles on it. I was running wild, homie, with 500 thal on me. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chopper with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Ric Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. $multi-million, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Put my finger, got the gang with me. Bought my purple ticket, got some rain on it. Nigga, we used to kick it, how you hang on me? Hop in the Bentley coupe and blow the brains out of it.
We not the same, my nigga, we fund enough division. Get with your brain, yeah, we bought you like it's an auction, ain't it? Hey. Get the chopper, 100 round total, like it's a car collision. I mean, it's your mandatory, the means I had to get it. Hey. My shooter be begging, please, you ready to whack a nigga.
Please, please.
I gave a nigga a dummy, I had to cap a nigga. Woo. I'm giving your whole weight, like she a rapper, nigga. Added, then we gon' pray with the pastor scriptures.
Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chop up with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Rick Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits. Going to the jeweler, bust the AP, yeah. Sliding on the water like a jet ski, yeah. I'm tryna fuck you and your bestie, yeah. Chop up with this girl, so do not test me, yeah. Rick Flair drip, go woo on a bitch. 5790, spent the coupe on my wrist. Multi-million dollar, I'm a fool with the hits. Hop up in the lemon, drop the roof, show the tits.